Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to take our poll question, which is on politics this week. Every week we have a different question, and this week's about politics. So I'll ask you to go there and check it out and give us your answer. When you do, you'll see, when you click on your vote, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and check out our blog, all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, the outstanding economist that's many of you see on television. He's on CNBC quite often. He's a distinguished fellow with NCPA, National Center for Policy Analysis. That's ncpa.org, by the way. Bob, we were just talking about the Fed, the fact that they don't have a lot of bullets left. What would be one thing they could do right now that would improve the economy? Is there anything they could do that would improve the economy?
Because let me put it in terms of the discussion I think they'll be having today. A few weeks ago, they announced that as mortgage-backed securities run off of their portfolio, they were going to replace most of them with treasuries to prevent an inadvertent tightening of policy.
Right.
If your portfolio goes down and you don't do anything about it, then the other side of your balance sheet goes down, and that's where monetary policy takes place. So they basically said, we're not going to let the natural shrinkage of this portfolio cause a tightening of policy by not doing anything. So they said they were going to replace it. Well, I don't think that's going to be enough, as weak as the economy goes. So they not only need to prevent tightening, they need to ease a little bit, which means they need to buy a few more treasuries than they're losing.
So you think we have a liquidity issue in the economy?
Well, the money supply has been growing very moderately for the circumstances. So I don't know that you would call it liquidity, but the banks are holding on to their excess reserves. They're still traumatized.
Yeah. So are corporations.
Said yesterday, you know, they feel like they're being beaten on like a piñata.
Right. Right.
And so they do need to get that loosened up.
You know, there's a lot of cash on the sidelines right now, Bob. Corporations have trillions of dollars in cash on the sidelines. Small business owners who have, if they have cash, if they have the ability to create cash, they're holding on to their money.
The problem is, you know, consumer spending is 70% of the total.
Yes, it
and
needs to be.
Consumers need to save more, and they also are not through deleveraging. So consumer spending is constrained, and I don't think you're going to get businesses turning loose of a lot of that money until they see the consumer supporting it with more demand.
Do you think that there's a potential after the November 2nd election, if the election goes the way the pundits are saying it probably will, do you think that there's going to be a release of the pent-up demand of either for investment or spending? Do you think that's going to happen after November 2nd?
It seems likely that there will be a moment of relief in the business community. How long it lasts, I don't know, because at some point, getting rid of the old ones will wear off,
right?
And they're going to ask what the new ones are going to
do. I think there will be two events, Bob. I think one will be the election itself. The other will be the first time if there is new leadership, that they actually do something that's good for business, good for the marketplace.
Yeah, they'll try, but I'm not sure.
If
they don't
successful.
Have Newt Gingrich this time around to write up a contract for America.
Right, exactly. Bob, one of the things, talk about the economy. The San Francisco Fed head chief, your former counterpart in San Francisco, said that we're experiencing now job-quashing productivity, and he expects that to remain high. He's talking about the ability for two things, I think. Number one, we're getting more out of the workers that we have. We're asking more of them than ever before. Number two, technology is increasing productivity. 81% of my audience said that they would buy technology to take advantage of growth before they would hire an employee. That kind of thing is creating this structural jobless recovery, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly say that productivity is squashing jobs. I would say it's just as true that holding back on jobs is increasing productivity.
Ah.
They define productivity as output per hour worked. And as we went into this recession, businesses were very aggressive in getting rid of people. So naturally, the people left are going to be doing the work of those that departed.
Right.
And for a while, you're going to have a surge in productivity. And then the last three quarters of 2009, second, third, and fourth quarter of 2009, productivity growth was over 6%, which is almost unheard of. It's come down since then, but it's part of the same process. When people say they're going to invest, what they usually mean and don't say is they're going to invest in something like capital that will enable fewer workers mm-hmm. to get the work done.
Mm-hmm.
You know the old joke that the factory of the future will have only a man and a dog?
Right. Tell us.
Well, let's see. The man is...
I'll let you tell us in the next segment.
Yeah.
One of the things, and I've got to go to a break here. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Bob about the small business bill that passed the Senate, which was the big hurdle this week. I'm sure we'll pass the House next week. I'm a little concerned about it. I'm going to ask Bob about this when we come back after these messages. $30 billion going out to small businesses, and I don't think it's going to help us. 10 Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.